This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Last week, when I offered my opinion on mammograms, I received several letters angry that a government agency was butting into the practice of medicine and telling doctors what to do. But wait a second, hold on. I want to point out that this was not a case of government butting in, but rather a case of a recommendation coming from one of the most scholarly, unbiased groups of experts in the country. The U.S. Preventive Health Task Force is composed of men and women who are carefully selected to be smart, free from conflicts of interest, and devoted to the science of medicine. What was astounding to me was the government's response to these recommendations. Rather than supporting them, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, and other legislators were cowards and backed away from carefully studied recommendations, not because they disagreed with the science, but because they were afraid of the political heat. Our current legislative community is afraid to take a stand, afraid of what the opposition might say or how they could use the information. Perhaps it's that they want nothing more than to serve the corporations responsible for their election, and because the rest of us never forced them to do otherwise. Some letters argued that doctors should just read the literature and make their own decisions. But we know that doesn't work. Most doctors just don't read the medical literature, and most cannot even begin to interpret the scientific studies. So we need to rely on these expert groups like the U.S. Preventive Health Task Force. Some of you felt this nonpartisan scientific recommendation would hand the Republicans a huge victory by showing what it would be like to have government rationing health care. Well, you missed the point. It could have shown what it was like to have a non-biased group of experts making recommendations that was good science, instead of the government being forced to rely on industry-sponsored studies and analysis. Let's face it, sometimes scientific findings are not popular. Sometimes they are not politically correct. But when the science is good, as it is with the mammogram data, the science can lead to a better way forward. This is not the first time that politics has hampered the forward progress of science or medicine. This particularly happens when the science threatens some group's profits. Let's keep the politics out of medicine and move toward a model of shared decision-making where doctors armed with the best recommendations can discuss the pros and cons of various tests and procedures with patients so that they can come up with a decision that's best for them. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.